Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Kristen. May I please have your zip code to further assist you?
15563.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
Mary K, just the letter K, Foy, F-O-Y.
And for security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address, Ms. Mary?
465 Schoolhouse Road, Storystown, PA, 15563.
Thank you. I'm looking at the account. It looks like you signed up for the PUX oximeter back on the 25th of January where you paid the $7.95. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. It looks like what happened is you placed that order on the 25th, and in the terms and conditions, it stated that you will be enrolled into the Gadgets membership where you receive a $125 gift card. If you take the order for the PUX oximeter at $7.95, it would have been in the terms and conditions. So it's a membership for $125 gift card a month for $54.
I don't know and understand any of that stuff. My question is, I got on my card, I got billings from Ultimate Design Fashions, and I looked that up in the system, and it's clothing.
And what's the price that you see, ma'am?
$7.95, and then again $54.97.
Okay, so this is for the PUX oximeter that you ordered, ma'am.
Okay, because I canceled that because I didn't recognize that the Ultimate Design Fashions.
Okay, who did you cancel it with, ma'am?
Through my credit card.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. So that is what it's for. I'll get this membership canceled out. Have you already disputed the charge?
They took it off of my account. And
okay.
So, therefore, I want to pay the, you know, the Pulse Ox. And I guess the Pulse Ox and the shipping or whatever.
Give me one moment, okay?
Sure.
All right, so I canceled this membership out to stop any future billings. Now, we can't rebill your card. We've already billed you the $7.95 and the $54.97. Since you have already canceled this with your bank and disputed the charge, we will need them on the line to go ahead and refund the charge. We did cancel you out, but if you want a refund, they will need to be on the line.
No, I don't understand that. I need to pay you $62.92, correct?
Well, we've already received the funds, ma'am. So I'm not sure why, like, what it is that you don't owe anything.
Oh, well, if I canceled my card and they are canceling that payment.
Right. So what they're doing to cancel the payment, they would have to file a dispute.
Well, we did.
Right. So the dispute takes 30 days, and they're going to call and get the IP address and things like that from the company. Once the charges are proven valid, they won't take the charges back out of your account. Like, they won't put them back because we've already received the funds, and they'll see that the charges are valid. So what I was explaining to you is if you can get your bank on the line with you, they will contact us on a three-way call, and we can refund you while your bank is on the line to avoid you having to wait 30 days on an investigation.
So if I just call my credit card company and call the fraud department and let them know that it was actually okay, will that take care of it?
If you, they can probably we won't be able to refund you that way because we have to have them on the line, but that will probably take care of it on their end as far as the dispute. I'm not sure.
That's what I'm thinking, if you're already paid.
Right, but we can refund you for the $54.97 for that membership is what I was explaining to you. We just need your bank on the line.
Yeah. Which one? I don't have it through the bank. What's the $54.97 for?
It's for a membership, so it's a monthly charge. You pay $54.97 to receive a $125 gift card through your email to shop at the Online Gadgets Club store.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
Right. I have you counseled out, and I can provide you I'm not sure if I already gave you the confirmation number. If not, I can provide you with the cancellation number when you're ready.
Okay. You can give me both of them.
All right, and that is going to be C as in cat, 258-810-780.
Okay. And there was another number you were going to give me?
Well, that's the same number for the whole account, ma'am. It's just your confirmation number. You'll receive an email as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but like I said, I didn't understand why I was billed through a fashion company.
We're a third-party call center, ma'am, so we house products from many different companies. So it can show up as anything on your bank statement because it sells different things.
Oh, because that's why I canceled it out. I thought somebody hacked my account again. Okay, so the $54.97 will be refunded?
Once we have the bank on the line, ma'am.
Like I said, it's through Toyota.
Well, whoever your card is through, we would need them on the line.
Well, I'm one with you.
They will contact us on a three-way call, correct, ma'am?
Okay. Well, if it takes as long for them to get through as it did me, I doubt they'll call.
Okay. Well, ma'am, we did go ahead and get you counseled out, okay? I will have to move on to the next call, but thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay. One more question. Will that be refunded back to the card?
Once the bank is on the line or whoever your card is with is on the line, correct?
Oh, for God's sake. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support.